Hey, we're back at the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. We're having a good time today. Had a lot of young people, and for me, this next guest of ours is young, very young, younger, a lot younger than I am, and his name is Ryan Meir. Ryan, welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
So glad to be here.
But you were on before doing a song. I remember we had a lot of great comments on it.
Thank you. Yeah, as a guest.
Yeah, what was that song you were doing? I can't remember.
Called See You Tomorrow.
See You Tomorrow. Yeah, it was very moving. When did you get started? Are you from here in town?
Yep, from Plymouth. I was born here.
Do you remember much about those days?
I was born? No,
yeah.
Not at all.
Nothing. I always like to ask people that question. But did you, soon after you popped out, did you have a guitar in your hands? Or how soon was that?
About 13 years.
When you were 13?
Mm-hmm.
And can you remember your first guitar?
It was a Maybelle Carter student model guitar from when Maybelle Carter was playing music.
Really?
I begged and begged for a guitar. My neighbor played guitar, and I used to sit and watch him play. I just wanted to play so bad. I asked my parents, I want a guitar. And they said, well, okay. They got me one, but they went to an auction and got one. And I didn't know anything about him, so it was beautiful.
Sure.
And awesome.
And your neighbor who played guitar, did he play a certain style or is the same kind of style you're interested in?
No, he was all electric, Eddie Van Halen. When I started, all I had was an acoustic, but I was trying to learn Metallica and whatever I listened to, I was just playing it on that guitar. I didn't have anybody to show me anything. My family's not a musical family.
Yeah.
Nobody really sang or played anything. I just really wanted to play, so I had this guitar, and I would sit there and plink around, and I did that one time.
Yeah.
And I went, wait a minute. I'm like, that's Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Right.
So I figured out the rest of the melody. And once I did that, I was like, the notes are there. You just got to find them. So that kind of set me off.
And you've been finding them ever since. And I'd like to hear how you found them recently in a song. Could you
sure.
Do a song for us?
Sure. Be glad to. Picture seems kind of dark, only blue and gray to make your art. Just can't seem to get in tune. Feels like April, it's already June. There comes a time when it all ends. Comes a time, it's a new beginning, feeling a bit lost. You can't tell your south from north. There's no point in going on. Trust me, you're more than wrong, more than wrong. You get a call from an old friend. You haven't seen him since you don't know when. It's your problem, it's not theirs to solve. Trust me, brother, take the call, take the call. There comes a time when it all ends. It's a new beginning when all hope is lost. Who do you trust? Who do you really love? Gotta lean on them, a friend, a doctor, a friend, your mom, your wife, your brother, your son, a family with no blood that binds. Lean on them, my friend. everything that can go wrong, you're still able to feel this song. It's only one more day. That's all you have to make is one more day. A drug, a beach, a song, whatever helps you get along. Just be sure of one thing. Be the one that tells your story.
Wow, that's great.
Thank you.
What a great song. So soulful. Would you say that your songs are ways in which you stay in touch with a kind of wise voice inside yourself?
I never thought about it like that, but it's almost, you know, if you have a problem with something in your life and you kind of figure it out, you sort it out on
right,
your own.
Right, right, right.
These are the kind of things that I find help me.
I love the way the lead in that, you know, comes later in the song, and the choice of the way you're playing the notes and things really is integrated with the overall body of the song, and I just love the sense of it. It's almost like, you know, words can only go take you so far, but when you get to that little lead break,
yeah,
it's almost like you're saying, you know, I can say this without words here. And it does, it speaks that kind of same language, so it kind of reinforces the message so well. It's a very
Thank you.
Lovely song. And you were telling a story. We were working with the poet and songwriter John Kennedy last
yeah.
night, and you were telling a story about how you got involved in the moon. And would you mind telling that story again?
I'll be glad to. I'll have to backtrack a little bit. I was playing with this band called Southern Straightaway. And Jane Fuentes, who's on the board for the moon, she knew me through my mom. They are friends with each other. So we had met. She knew I was with the band. And she was interested in getting the band to play at a Heminger House benefit. And at that time, the band is kind of not doing anything. I said, the band can't do it, but I said, I'll do it. And she's like, oh, that's great. You know, I said, yeah, I can do that. Anyway, I got the music around, found some songs I thought might be good for the environment. Went to the show, and I came in to set up, and all I had was even less than I got right here, and I go set up in a spot where the speakers are, and I'm ready to go. Pretty simple setup.
Sure.
And I knew there was myself and Kenny's Kitchen was playing. You know, I've heard of, but I never heard them. So they come in, and first thing is, well, I don't like where these speakers are. Whose stuff is this? Can we get this out of the way? And I was like, oh, geez, you know. So, yeah, I'll get my stuff out. So I had to move everything I had out of the way.
Oh,
they moved
no.
the speakers, change everything
Not a
around.
Good beginning.
No. Played a few songs, and then I finally remembered I was in front of people, and I look up. Everybody's paying attention, and the band is standing there watching me intently, and I finished up, and I got immediate. They came up immediately. Oh, your voice is.
Yeah.
They gave me a lot of compliments, which I don't take very well anyway. But
yeah.
We got done, and they said, come over and sit with us and have dinner. We got to sit down. So I'm like, oh, these guys, they're all right, you know? So
yeah.
He said, you ever been to the Wild Rose Moon? He said, you got to go, because I think you'd really fit in over there. So I came here to see them, and I don't know if he introduced me to you.
Something like that.
Something
I think.
Like that.
Yes.
And
then I forgot your name about three times in a row.
Yeah. But after that introduction, it was... I just kind of needed to be here. So I hit a couple of open mics and.
Yeah, well, it's so nice having you on board, and I'd like to hear another one of your songs.
Okay. All right, here's a song called See Me As I Am. Thank you. the sun in my arms, got the warmth of my heart, got the dream of life I can't possibly deserve. You see me as I am, I'm seen as more by those that matter, by those I adore. Sun with me, this is why we grow. We must be better, it's a life he deserves. You've got your skateboard, you've got your movie pass, I got the key. These memories will last a lifetime or two or three. Either way, that's fine with me. Enough time to bear my soul. As far as life goes, I've achieved my goal, 'cause
so much, Ryan Meir, for being on the program today. And those songs are so soulful, and it left us all with a great feeling about your work. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wild Rose Moon has been produced with support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, Marshall County Tourism, Judith Robert and Tom Kapusinskas, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon. You've been listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
Thank you so much, Katie Smith, and thanks to Emma Hamill, Levy Crawford, Andrew Haynes, and Ryan Meir for appearing on our radio show today. Thanks to also our announcer, Katie Smith, our music producer, John Baylor, Nate Butler, our co-producer and sound engineer, associate producer, Elena Peacock, Jim Yoakum, our video producer, Matthew Bergmoser, photographer and all-around great guy, Howard Gibbs, stage manager, Marsha Heinsberger, our set designer, Jean Pasdurka, Jennifer Reed, our hospitality team, our geek squadron leader, J.R.R. Berger, and John, could you tell me, did you disinfect your guitar and pickle your picks for particular purposes of pustulous pomposity?
These picks are dirty. So when you think you've lost that life, oh, pain and heartache fill your soul with strife, just remember, as you're tumbling down, it won't be long till the river goes round.
The river goes round, around the bend.
This has been a Wild Rose Moon radio production.